the blessings in the presence of our sweet Savior, Jesus, our Lord, be with you. And what happened this morning when I came to prayer, there were certain things that I really was not willing to give up from yesterday's message. And I struggled with them. And I noticed that I was getting into a head-to-head conflict, like two stags with their horns locked, you know. And that was extremely distracting. And I thought, well, this isn't good fruit. I don't know what to do about this. So I kind of dropped the whole idea of struggling to give some things up and went back into worship. Well, when I came for the message, this is what the Lord said to me. First, I said to him, "Here I am, Lord, battered and torn by my passions. Am I any use really at all to you?" He replied, "What a foolish question. Is there anything too hard for me?" Don't you just love it the way he answers a question with a question? He continued, "Let's do this step by step. You forsake yourself in little things, day by day, and don't be caught into a loop of condemnation. Give me what you think you can. Thank me for that, and each day it will get easier. Sacrifice many times is built slowly, step by step, like a staircase, not all at once. Grace builds upon grace. When you backslide and give in to your weaknesses, just repent. Get back up and carry on, praying that next time you'll conquer yourself, because your heart is more riveted on my will than anything else. And I will make it worthwhile. I will flood you with my love and caring. Do not obsess about anything. That only locks your mind into combat, which is what we don't want. The truth is, the more you love me, the more you will forsake the world. It is so simple, and I am here to help you. My brides, you are not to get caught and embroiled in a struggle. Give with a cheerful heart, for it is written the Lord loves a cheerful giver." That's 2 Corinthians 9:6. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly also will reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he's decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. He continued, "This move of my spirit is to give you the freedom to enter into me more deeply, not to have you struggling day and night about this or that. If you get caught up in such useless battles, you cannot possibly be effective for me. So don't allow that. Move with the grace of the moment. I do not want a religious spirit to enter here. If you are able to sacrifice more of the world for me, do not grow proud or vain. You simply have more grace. If you fail, do not grow despondent. You simply overreached yourself. Go back to what is comfortable and start there again. It takes a while to get used to denying your flesh. It's a continuing work. In heaven, you will have no flesh to detour or distract you. Everything is under the control of your spirit." Isn't that something to look forward to? It surely is, Lord. It surely is. "Well, for now, know that I am grateful and appreciative for every little thing you offer me in love. Oh, I am so grateful. For some, fasting and self-control become an idol or a means to show everyone how holy they are. By doing that, they cancel out any good that was done and fall into a worse sin, pride. I know you struggled with that. It's a powerful delusion. But wasn't I faithful to deliver you, Claire, and show you your true state before me? Oh, Lord, you were so kind. Truly, you delivered me from a serious sin in that area. I know I'm still being formed and sanctified by your gentle hand, but at least you revealed my sin in that area. I much prefer this very lowly place you've put me in. It feels so secure and warm, and I'm free to enjoy the holiness of others without getting jealous. I don't feel threatened, but I feel privileged. You have placed so many exceptional souls in this ministry. It is an absolute wonder to me, and I know they are here because of you. Oh, how safe and simple this lowly place is to me. Sometimes I can feel when pride begins to manifest in me, and my knees become weak, and I beg you to purify me. But please don't let it hurt too much before it goes any further. He continued, and I'm always watching over you and all my brides who are willing. Always. That's why you feel conviction so swiftly. I'm not letting it escape your notice. In 1 second you can fall from grace to the absolute pits. But if you're vigilant and refuse to raise your head to judge others, you will be safe. I am wanting to encourage you, my heart dwellers, to go slowly and be very aware of that teeter-totter. On one end sits pride, on the other condemnation. Don't let either one get a hold of you. Give cheerfully what you can. Later, with more grace, you can give cheerfully what before you were unwilling to relinquish. There's no condemnation for those who are in me. One last note, Lord. Everyone is now wondering about what you said, that we're approaching the point of no return. Yes, the signs are there. Yes, what I said is true. Things are escalating, and I am permitting it. I've told you before, there would be a time when I could no longer forestall the judgment. Claire, we are approaching that time. Jesus, it seems so incomprehensible to me that life as we know it is going to end. Forgive me, Lord, but I really deeply felt we had a bit more time, like 5 years. You told me months, but something deep inside told me years. We still do not have a date, but as you can see, things are beginning to come to a close. The atrocities I have seen every day are beyond your comprehension. But know this, I am merciful, and many never experience the torture. Rather, I remove them from their bodies. They see from above, or they see me, and I spare them. It is those left behind that are scarred and demoralized for life. Your president is a clever man, quite the deceiver. Now your country is postured to allow Syrians in because of the inhumane treatment they've received. Understand, though, that is merely a Trojan horse for more terrorist cells in this country. Very soon they will be called into action. This, too, is forward movement towards the inevitable judgment upon this nation. My brides, I am coming very soon. Do not be deceived or lulled into a false peace. The time of mercy is coming to a close. Pray, pray very much and very hard for your nation and the world. I am so touched by the caring and tears of those on this channel who have prayed for the victims of ISIS. I am so touched and moved to tears. I promise you, your prayers have delivered many. They have reached the throne of the Father, and He has dispatched the angels to protect many who are very innocent. All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father. And I felt the need to quote the scripture from John 12. Now my soul has become troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.